Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Deborah Favey, and I am an actor, writer, voiceover artist based in Sydney, Australia.
Do you think there is a high percentage of Asian actors in the Australian film and TV industry? And how often do you see Asian faces on Australian screens?
I think there's definitely a high percentage of Asian actors in the film and television industry. I know a lot of actors like myself, and there are many collectives out there in that I know of in Sydney that have been started by Asian creatives and actors. So there's definitely a significant number of us around. In terms of Asian faces on Australian screens, I think I from what I see in the Australian on Australian TV, there is the occasional Asian actor, and I sometimes see that it's slightly improving. It's getting a little bit more hopeful. But right now I think it's like, for every program, maybe there could be one Asian actor or a person of color.
Yeah, so do you think the screen industry in Australia is friendly to Asian cast and crew?
Well, in terms of friendly, I think they're definitely, I personally have not been on the side of receiving any form of direct racism or mistreatment by people in production.
Yeah.
So I think friendly is a good way of putting it. Yes, it is friendly. It is friendly with inverted commas. Yes, in quote unquote, yes, friendly. It's very it's professional. From my experience, it's been very professional.
So, how do you think working with Asian cast and crew members is markedly different from working with people of other race?
Well, end of last year, I was very lucky to be in a short film that was put together by this production company called Genuine Fake Productions, which is where I met Miao. And it was led by an Asian director called Andy. And Andy had assembled a cast and crew of, I would say, almost entirely Asian cast and crew. I'd maybe say 90%. But it was, and we would, it was important for Andy to assemble such a team because the story that Andy was telling was very much one that was based on was based on someone from an Asian background who was coming up to their family at Chinese New Year. And one thing that I felt, turning up for the shoot every day just felt like coming back to a family. And more than just because it's familiar faces, more than just because sometimes you hear references to Asian culture that is very familiar. But I think it's also that kind of common understanding of our behaviors or our mannerisms or references in the culture or in the script that we all understood or we had some form of understanding of. So I think it's definitely been very beneficial. And to be honest, one of my highlights of last year in terms of my work, where I look at the picture that we took, the final cast and crew photo, and I went, it made me so proud and happy to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, I like that movie so much. And but have you been discriminated against in this industry? I mean, do you feel like your experience stereotypes based on the color of an actor when casting? And maybe some in some way, most of good roles are given to actors of other skin colors?
I think from my experience, there have been roles. I do go up for a lot of roles that sometimes require an actor from an Asian background, or sometimes requires me to speak in my second language, which is Mandarin. Sometimes I wonder why the characters in the story, especially if the Asian character is depicted in a certain way. I think I haven't experienced direct discrimination in terms of in the industry, like I mentioned earlier. Although sometimes I think from a casting point of view, I have wondered. It's not discrimination. I think sometimes it feels almost as if, I don't know if it's subtle racism. I wonder about that at times, especially when it comes from casting. Sometimes the roles that we are meant to that I audition for, where it requires a specifically Asian actor, maybe who speaks with an accent. And so then I wonder, what is the purpose of that actor speaking with an accent? Is it for is it because it's a stereotype of that Asian race? And for what purpose is it written for? Is it written in that way? So I'm quite careful and mindful when it comes to things like that. And I also quite try to question who are the writers behind that role, or what's the purpose of casting a particular of casting and writing at a particular Asian actor of a specific background in that role. Although that said, that I have been quite lucky with when my agent puts me up for roles that are, that I'm seen for who I am, rather than going, we want to see an Asian actor for this role. And of course, I'm not saying that it's Asian actors can't be seen specifically for their background, but it's also nice, sometimes where we are seen for maybe roles like that says a teacher, right? Or seen for roles that are maybe a mechanic, or like something fun, or something that's just your everyday person, and that person happens to be Asian as well.
Sometimes I feel that the Australian film and TV industry is following the footsteps of the Hollywood and American screen industry. What do you think the Australian film and TV industry can learn about diversity from Hollywood? And what do you think of Michelle Yeoh's success as an Asian actress in Hollywood?
I think Hollywood and the UK, I find that they're much ahead. I think especially Hollywood, they're much ahead in terms of diversity on screen and the conversations that they're having. I feel like Australia, I find that we are at this point where we are still trying to figure things out. We are still trying to figure things out in the sense that if it's for an Asian, if it's for a role that for a role that's by an Asian, for someone of an Asian background, and we are being quite, I don't want to use the word rigid, but I think we are being very specific with what it is, which is not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. But then also, I think sometimes, where is the flexibility in that? I see, for example, Hollywood being a little bit more progressive in that way, but that has taken them many, many years, and I hope that Australia doesn't take that long to get to where Hollywood is. In terms of Michelle Yeoh's success, I think it was a very her winning the Oscars this year and Kihi Kwan winning the Oscars this year as well. I remember I was at home in Singapore with my mom watching the Oscars. And when Kihi Kwan won the Oscars first, my mom and I actually were crying. I think it was just that joy that we felt from seeing an Asian actor on screen. And my parents are not in the arts. When I first started out doing acting, they were quite conservative about me venturing into this industry. And they actually made a comment that day, and my dad and mom were saying, "Oh, there's quite a lot of Asian actors this year, like winning the awards." And so when Michelle Yeoh came up at the end, and she's from Malaysia, which Malaysia and Singapore are so close to each other, you know, and me kind of like seeing her, seeing as I grew up, like I watch her grow, I watch her career grow, and just seeing that just was the icing on the cake, where Asian actors can be, will be the Australian, will be the leads in TV shows. And we're starting to see a little bit of that. And I hope for one day where, you know, the TV networks and the showrunners and directors will take a chance on Asian actors who have not been, we always see the same core group of Asian actors at the top, you know, and they've obviously earned their stripes to get to where they are. But I think it's also then expanding that group of Asian actors and just involving more Asian actors or more people of color, especially leading the shows, to be at a point where it goes beyond talking about our stories about our cultural background. I'm not saying that it's not important, or rather, you know, talking about the trauma of, you know, our cultural background, just going beyond that, and to find three-dimensional characters that we play on screen. So that's my hope for the industry.